The number of abortions in Ohio dropped last year. There were slightly fewer abortions performed in the Buckeye State in 2018 than the year before. But supporters and opponents of legal abortion disagree on the reason for the decline. When it comes to the new abortion report, there's one point on which Ohio Right to Life Executive Director Stephanie Ronaday-Kreider and Executive Director of NARO Pro-Choice Ohio, Kelly Copeland, agree. Ohio is not the only state where the number of abortions declined last year. But when it comes to why they think the number of abortions in Ohio is decreasing, the two women have different perspectives. Copeland thinks Obamacare is responsible for the decrease.
Because of the Affordable Care Act and the ability that people have to access the birth control that they need, not just that they can afford to pay out of pocket, that we're seeing the rates of unintended pregnancies go down.
Kreider thinks more women are opting to continue pregnancies because of public awareness campaigns and facilities that offer alternatives to abortion. And she credits restrictions, including the six-week so-called heartbeat ban, which is on a court-ordered hold.
I know that pregnancy centers across the state have seen an uptick in the number of clients visiting, thinking that they are not able to get an abortion earlier in pregnancy now.
Copeland doesn't think those restrictions are having much of an impact right now.
For the most part, abortion remains accessible to the people who need it in Ohio. It remains accessible in all the cities that had it before. And the abortion restrictions that have been put into place are largely being tied up in court, and so they haven't had the disastrous impact that we anticipate.
The report shows more than 80% of the more than 20,000 abortions in Ohio in 2018 were performed at 12 weeks or earlier. The numbers were down 2% from 2017. When it comes to who is getting abortions, the report says more were performed on African American women, which Kreider says concerns her.
Black women in particular are just vastly disproportionately represented in the number of women having abortions. They make up 44% of the abortions performed in a given year, while they make up maybe 12% of the actual population. So certainly that is not in the proportion you would expect to see if there were not some sort of disparity there.
The report shows surgical abortions represented 56% of the abortions performed in 2018. That method has decreased since 2001, when 87% of terminations were surgical procedures. Abortions using medication made up the rest of the procedures. And in some clinics, like Toledo, for example, those medication abortions done at the earliest stages in pregnancy are the only option. There were 9 clinics in Ohio performing surgical abortions last year, all close to Ohio's big cities. The report shows clinics in Cleveland performed a little over a third of all abortions. Columbus area clinics provided just over 18%. The Cincinnati area followed with 15%, and though Dayton is a smaller city, around 14% were performed there. Copeland says that clinic has been in a battle with the state over whether it meets the requirement to have a transfer agreement with a local hospital.
They've seen approximately 1,000 more patients a year since 2013, and that signals to us why it's so important that the Ohio Department of Health approve that clinic's request for a license renewal, that they approve their variance, and they allow them to continue to provide that vital care that so many people now rely on.
The abortion report shows more than 12,000 women seeking abortions last year were between 25 and 55 years old. More than 6,000 abortions were performed on women between 20 and 24 years old. 18 and 19-year-old women got more than 1,300, and girls under 18 represented 625 abortions. Kreider wants to make sure the state follows up on those.
It just raises a lot of questions about those girls and what circumstances they're in, and if there's questions of rape or family violence and incest, and, are those girls really receiving the care that they deserve? So
both Kreider and Copeland say they think next year's report might shed more light on exactly how the implementation of new abortion restrictions are or are not affecting the final total. Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio Statehouse News Bureau.